Another paper that you were a part of looked at weekly nab-paclitaxel in non-small cell. We've seen a lot of studies and interest in nab in breast cancer, but I haven't heard too much about it in lung cancer, although you would think that taxanes or paclitaxels certainly very commonly utilized. Can you talk about sort of the background of that study and what you found?
Sure. This is a paper in the JCO with Rizvi, R-I-Z-V-I, as the first author. And in that paper, this was actually a phase 1-2 trial of nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel. And after initially identifying the MTD, then we treated patients with the MTD of nab-paclitaxel. And it was a weekly administration schedule. In that trial, we found that the response rate, these were all patients who had not previously been treated with taxanes or any chemotherapy, actually. In this study, we found the response rate with single-agent nab-paclitaxel was 30%, so really a good solid response rate. And the overall survivals are perfectly reasonable for upfront treatment for non-small cell lung cancer. So I think with regard to the overall development strategy of nab-paclitaxel, they clearly have done a lot more work in the breast cancer arena, and the randomized trial demonstrating somewhat superior efficacy to Taxol was published in that arena. In lung cancer, we've done a lot more work to combine it with other therapies. There's a fair amount of data combining with carboplatin. There's also a carboplatin nab-paclitaxel bevacizumab trial. And, you know, I think the push hasn't been there, and I don't think we have a randomized trial ongoing to get that drug into patients with lung cancer, though I think it's clearly a good drug and the generally understood benefits as compared to conventional solvent taxanes is apparent. You know, the absence of hypersensitivity reactions in our trial really says a lot when you're administering a taxane to a patient population who didn't get any steroids whatsoever. I think it's a real nice thing.
Anything in terms of SPARC and non-small cell, there's these speculations that somehow this might be related to being more efficacious. You mentioned those hints in breast cancer. What about lung cancer?
Yeah, we don't have that data in lung cancer. I think that that tissue problem is, again, rearing its head, limiting our ability to test that hypothesis in lung cancer.